Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Friday, December 13th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Eva Noblezada has just set her final performance date in Broadway's The Great Gatsby. She will leave the show on January 30th. Noblezada has been with the show since it premiered last fall at the Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, New Jersey. The next Daisy will be announced in due time. As previously revealed, Noblezada's co-star Jeremy Jordan will also play his final performance on January 19th, to be replaced by Ryan McCartan beginning January 21st. The Great Gatsby runs at the Broadway Theater. Last night, Cult of Love officially opened at the Helen Hayes Theater. The new play by Leslie Headland centers on a rocky family Christmas gathering. The cast includes Zachary Quinto, Barbie Ferreira, Shailene Woodley, Mare Winningham, and David Rashi, among others. Reviews were positive to mixed. Jesse Green of the New York Times gave it a critic's pick, calling it a rip-roaring Home for the Holidays dramedy, while adding that it has a television-esque texture, with director Tripp Coleman keeping the story moving at a solid pace. The cast is excellent, and the technical elements are top-notch. Cult of Love runs through February 2nd. And finally today, some new music. A single from the upcoming original Broadway cast recording of Swept Away was just released. Prior to the entire album dropping digitally on February 7th, Inside the District has a first listen of John Gallagher Jr. and the full company performing the Avett Brothers' Ain't No Man.
There ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me.
The full song is now streaming. Catch Swept Away now through December 29th only at the Longacre Theater. And that's Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.